Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hi Niall, can you please raise an issue on your show about private housing estates? There's a kind of theme to the show of housing today, isn't it? I live in a nice housing estate on Dublin's north side, and for most part, all of our community make the effort to look and keep the estate looking well. We get letters constantly from the management company with rules, and for the most part, they're sensible things, like telling people to slow down, not littering, bins must not be left on the road after midnight on the day of collection, and more recently, a man who had a coach company leaving his bus outside his house and complaints from neighbours, and a new rule that large vehicles must be parked outside the estate for safety reasons, but in fairness, it looked unsightly anyway. The reason I'm writing to you is that the house 4 doors from me, which is clearly provided by social housing, how does he know that? Anyway, has a large transit type van outside or in their garden, depending on the day in question. Their kids are constantly around the road playing football, even though that's against the rules of the estate, as there is a park nearby. And in general, their house looks in disrepair and unpainted. I have complained to management about their van in the garden and on the road, and I was told they would look into it. But it's been going on months now, since they moved in, and nothing has happened. I drive by the house and I shudder every time I see the unsightly old net curtains in the window and the lion statues on their garden pillars. It's like a throwback from the 1980s, Niall. I've complained about this family and their 3 feral kids so many times and nothing has been done. It takes the whole look off the road to have a work van in the garden. I know the man or boyfriend or whoever he happens to be has to work at something, but he could leave the van and work and use his car to get to work like normal people. He's not the only one, by the way. There's another van adjacent to my home, owned by a plumber, and a house further down has a caravan in the front garden. It sickens me that I paid good money to live in a nice place with certain standards, and some people just don't make the effort. And it takes the whole look off the estate. Has anybody else any issues like this? And maybe they could advise me on the best route to take to get this sorted out. Love your show, Niall. And I know you'll understand, as I've heard you say similar things before on the radio. I haven't said similar things to that, in fairness. The number is 087-188-0008. There's only one question I can ask on this occasion. Is he being a snob? Or does he just have standards? I like the net curtains thing, by the way. I kind of agree with him on the net curtains thing. There's nothing worse than seeing net curtains in the window, particularly when they have the windows open on a windy day and they're blowing out through the window. Yeah, Owen had net curtains back in the 1980s. Let me go to Terry. Terry, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Terry?
How are you, Niall? How are things?
Good, Terry. Net curtains? Nah. I wouldn't be into the net curtains.
No, most people have blinds, but maybe the people can't afford to get blinds, and that's why they have net curtains.
Well, maybe, yeah,
maybe
okay.
They're using all the money to pay for their mortgage to live in that estate.
Well, according to him, it's social housing. I don't know how he knows that, by the way. He's just assuming that, I think. I don't know. So, but anyway, is he right to be given out with people? I mean, I'll be honest with you. If I lived in a housing estate, I don't think I'd like to look out my front window at my next door neighbour's caravan in the garden or my next door neighbour's van outside. Do you know what I mean?
I drive a transit van for a living and I pack it outside my house.
And how do your neighbours feel about it?
Well, outside my house, what can they say?
Well, I don't, but I mean, but when you live somewhere, do you live in a housing estate?
Yes.
When you live in an estate, you have to have consideration for the people next door to you.
Yeah, I do have consideration.
No, I'm not saying you don't, Terry. I'm just saying you do.
People do as well because they park it outside their own house or in their own garden.
Like, yeah.
People have to work. If the person works as a courier or a plumber or whatever and he has his van, like...
Yeah, but if I'm a coach driver, I wouldn't bring the coach and leave it outside the house.
Well, yeah.
Some people do.
If I said coach, it was probably a transit minibus. It's hardly going to be a giant coach outside it, in fairness.
Well, he did say that neighbours had complained about the coach company. Yeah.
Yeah, the coach company, but it's probably a transit minibus, in fairness. Which
probably.
Is the same as a normal van.
Hmm.
So, like, what's the harm?
Well, he just thinks it looks unsightly.
Well, would they prefer the person to, like, not work and just sit in their garden drinking beer all day? Or would they prefer
I don't think you'd like that either, now, in fairness.
But by the sounds of me, he wouldn't like anything.
I mean, I'm disappointed he's given out about the kids playing football on the road. Should we all play football on the road? What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, these places, you're not allowed to play football on the road anymore.
I know. I heard that from somebody else. Because this morning when I was talking about the email, Jeremy was here. And he was saying, yeah, it's the same in our state. We got a letter recently saying the kids are not allowed to play football.
Jeremy would be one of those type of people that are complaining if a kid plays football.
He is, isn't he? Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And he was also saying that the management company in his place said that people aren't allowed to use, they a message out that they're not, kids are not to be using chalk on the streets. You don't know you'd write beds. You don't know you'd draw beds.
Jeremy did complain about that. I remember seeing a tweet about that from Jeremy complaining about kids.
That'd be right up his alley, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bony little.
All right, well, so Terry, do you think this guy's just being a snob, so?
That person's being a Jeremy, yeah.
He's been a Jeremy. All right, okay. Well, stay there for a second. Deirdre, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Deirdre?
Hi, I'm good.
Good, how you doing? Is he just being a Jeremy? I mean, a snob.
Look, I actually kind of misunderstood because I thought he was just storing the phosphorus, you know what I mean?
But he's using it. Yeah.
No, if it's for work, I think he is being a bit of a snob. It's just that friends of mine, they do actually have a neighbour that has a minibus in their front garden, but it's actually full of stuff.
Oh, right. Full of rubbish, like?
Yeah.
All right. Sofas and bits and pieces.
But what
difference does it make? You still have to look at it.
Yeah, but I mean, people have to work, you know?
Yeah, but you feel if there was a minibus, if you looked out your front window at the beautiful sights of your housing estate and you saw a minibus next door to you constantly all the time and it was right beside your front garden, you wouldn't be happy, would you?
Look, I wouldn't complain about it.
Would you not? Would you not say to the neighbours, any chance you can park your minibus and work rather than bring it home with you?
No, I wouldn't. I would probably rather if they didn't block my garden with the minibus. I mean, park in front of your own house. But, I don't think I would complain about it if it was actually being used for
work. Or a big caravan or something in their garden.
Yeah. Yeah, caravan is a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people say, I mean, it's just, we use it for holidays in the summer. I've seen people with the largest caravans in their front garden that they use for their holidays in the summer. And they park it all year round. I wouldn't like to live next door to them.
But it's their garden though.
I know it's their garden.
Well then.
You can't, yeah, but there still has to be standards. You couldn't just have an orgy in your garden. You know, there's rules.
If it's their garden, they can put whatever they need.
I'm going to be a bit of a Jeremy here, and I have to be honest, I would agree. Because I wouldn't like to sit looking out my window at someone's caravan.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it, but like, there's not.
I know Deirdre wouldn't, she's just afraid to say it.
Yeah.
Deirdre, just come on, speak your bloody mind, will you, for God's sake? There are certain some things that just bring the tone down, Deirdre.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, see, there, now the truth's coming out.
No, a caravan would, but a van or something for work. I mean, my own husband works in construction and he parks his Jeep outside, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't complain about that, no.
Yeah, he also mentions, by the way, Terry, that there's statues of lions on the pillars. I mean, how tacky can you get?
They can be tacky, they're paying for it. It's their own stuff.
I don't know.
Maybe they're looking at his house and say, isn't he an old plain, boring old shite, doesn't have anything.
By the way, sorry, I'm just talking to my producer here. Jane, are you sure Jeremy didn't send this in under a fit assumed name? Because it sounds like something he would say.
Just to make sure it's not Jeremy that sent that in.
Let me just go to Pat as well. Pat, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Pat?
Hell yeah, no, fourth world problems, I'm not joking.
Well, no, they're not really if you're the one living it.
No, I'll tell you, be honest with you, my biggest issue would be how people behave around where they live. Not, if they're walking and they need a walk vehicle. I was that soldier, you know, over the years. When I moved into where I live now, I was driving a truck, a rigid truck, and it's the only way I could pay the mortgage and pay the bills.
Yeah.
I couldn't park it up, I hadn't got a car. That was my, you know, so I brought it home. My neighbours were great. Absolutely. I was able to get it between the two driveways. It's blocking my own driveway, but leaving theirs clear.
Right.
They were quite content to do. And actually, believe it or not, it
good
was
neighbours.
The neighbours that suggested it to me, because I did park it around the corner out of everybody's way.
Yeah.
And a neighbour, who was only renting at the time temporarily, said, oh, it's upsetting her child. She looked out the bedroom window to see this truck. This is out the back window, by the way.
Yeah.
It was along the side. You know the way you're coming down into a cul-de-sac? Down
yeah.
Looking, you know, no houses there. So my neighbours actually suggested that I park it outside once I didn't block the driveways, which it didn't. It was perfect, you know what I mean?
But, it ju- but yeah, had, but, yeah,
had,
but...
I had net curtains as well when I moved in.
Oh, you had net curtains, had you?
So we're going back 30 years ago. Now,
that's what I'm saying. 30 years ago, net curtains were cool. Yeah, although somebody just texted in and said, I've got net curtains and I'm sticking with them. I don't care. The yeah, nets are staying.
The bottom line is, Noel, somebody has to make a living. You know, they can't all afford to be, you know, parking, whatever. They mightn't be able to afford a car. Maybe the work van is their vehicle. It's simple as that.
Mm.
You know, and also, to be honest with you, once they're at the shield tower, things is okay. I don't have a problem.
But it, but is it okay? I mean, this idea that, you know, we're being snobs. You know, I mean, is it just people have standards? I mean, you pay a good bit of money because you want to live in a nice area, a nice estate. Call it snobby if you want. Is it just standards?
You turn around and complain. And
a leafy suburb.
Some lads van taken. They can't bring it home, so he's getting the bus home, or you have to get the bus into work at the early hours in the morning or whatever. You know what I mean? It's putting him at a...
Yeah, but that's just the joys if you move into some of these areas. And I'm going to say this to both you and Terry. There are parts of Dublin, leafy suburbs, that you just don't bring a work van into. You leave it around the corner. Takes the look off it.
What about taxis? What about, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, taxi be okay. Just take the sign off the roof.
But these areas probably want you to have electric cars as well, Noel.
Well, they probably do, yeah. Yeah, your Tesla or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Noel, I can tell you now, right, that a lot of these leafy suburbs, okay, and I know from experience, and I'm looking around, and you will find work vehicles parked outside a lot of these houses now because the same people, okay, when things went... When
parents, not large transits
out,
now.
They've had their, I'm telling you, they've had to rent out rooms. There's somebody, I rent out the whole house and move somewhere else and you'll find transit vans parked out. So I'm telling you now, I could mention areas that would be, you know, up there and this is what you'll find. Obviously not them all.
Yeah.
But that's a fact. And that, look, you can't turn around and oh, look, if a truck or a bus is causing obstruction, definitely, yeah, take it out there. I wouldn't have it. But if it's something that a man is his work vehicle, it's small enough, it's a transit or whatever, that's the way it is.
Yeah, but this seems to be the management company in this particular estate, or hamlet, if you want to call it that, to make it give it a posher sound to it. They seem to be quite proactive in bringing in rules. Do you know what I mean? You know, in regards of no football on the road, no littering, no bins out after midnight on the day of collection, which is, by the way, that's becoming more common across the country now, by the way.
No harm.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're on nice rules to keep it clean and tidy and looking well. And then you've got somebody with a dirty big white transit van. Sorry, Terry. A dirty big transit van outside our garden.
If the van is insured, taxed and DOE'd, tough shit to the neighbour.
You wouldn't, Terry, you wouldn't be parking it outside my house.
They wouldn't park it inside your house. They'd park it
outside your house. I wouldn't want to be looking at my window at it, Terry.
I drive a jumbo transit for work and it's out.
See, a jumbo, that's what's that, the wide wheelbase
one,
is it?
That's the biggest transit van.
See what I mean, Pat? Most people wouldn't want that outside their house or near their house, Pat.
It's outside your house. It's outside the house of where I was driving it. That's
yeah, crazy. But two people live, one on each side of them as well.
Tough shit for them.
Yeah, but in all fairness, you're not paying that. The people around you aren't paying your mortgage. They're not paying your bills. You're paying them.
Okay, he also mentions as well, their kids are constantly in the road playing football, even though it's against the rules and there's a park nearby. And in general, their house looks in disrepair and unpainted. He says, I drive by the house and I shudder every time I see the unsightly net curtains in the window and the lion statues on their garden pillars. Does sound tacky.
But, you know, one man's tacky is another man's class. You know?
you wouldn't put lions on your pillars, would you, Pat?
No, I personally wouldn't. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't fancy them. But ultimately, you know, that's all I'd be concerned about is how people behave around me.
Do you ever see these people, by the way, who live in, you know, a normal housing estate? But they put, you know, on the front door, they put pillars like the White House. Do you know, you know these kind of round Colosseum type pillars? And I'm going, look, it doesn't matter what you do to that house, you're still in a housing estate. You're not living on your own block of land. It just doesn't look right.
We live inside the house, you know what I mean? That's my
attitude. Stay there a second. Let me go to Jackie. One is free for you there, by the way, if you want to take it, Jen. Jackie, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good, Jackie. Now, is he being a snob?
I think she is, yeah. Definitely.
He, not she.
He's definitely being a snob. Yeah. And as for parking outside her own house, my son lived in two houses. He lived in a house estate and he's now in a private estate. When he parked his van off twice, every bit of tools he had in it was robbed.
Oh.
Because it wasn't in a view of his house. One of the tools alone was over €600. It takes years and years to build up all these things.
All your tools, yeah.
It's the only reason that he needs his van. Now, it's outside his own house.
Yeah. Do the neighbours ever complain about it?
One did. And the same neighbour, they have kind of a, what do you call it, maintenance scheme thing. But it's like a big skip is in the road, up at the corner.
Right.
And a skip company comes in and takes it. The same neighbour that was complaining had a big sofa and everything put into where she should have taken away. Mm-hmm. You know, and actually on one occasion there was a light, the van was in the garden because last year when they had a bit of icing all day, a lot of them had frozen pipes and everything, and we're delighted to have a plumber in the estate.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's handy.
The van was on track, but it is, the only reason he has outside the house now is for fear of being robbed again and taking off.
I know, but can you understand why people might complain that it takes the look out of the area?
They probably can understand, all right, but really they just have to have empathy. There's nothing they can do about it.
How would you feel?
Well, I wouldn't mind. I live in a housing estate.
Yeah.
And next, either side of me has vans in the garden.
Do they?
And I don't mind because I know it's their bread and butter.
And if they had, let's say they had a big caravan in the garden, how would you feel?
I know. Well, I'd be a bit, sure, if they had a caravan in the garden, I wouldn't be impressed. If someone was living in it, fair enough. Just there's a housing crisis. But if it's full of rubbish, I wouldn't be impressed.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, somebody's upset me here. They said, Niall, hate to break it to you, but neck curtains are making a bit of a comeback. They're calling them voile. I've just removed all my blinds and replaced them with, is it voile? Is that what they call it? I never heard of that.
Voile. Yeah, I did, yeah. Voile. Yeah.
What's voile?
It's like a thinner version of the heavier net. It's not embossed.
And do you have neck curtains, Jackie?
I don't, but I did. I did previous.
Okay, and would you buy them again? They're making a comeback.
I don't think so. But then I won't wallpaper my walls because I got them all skimmed and I hate to talk to put wallpaper.
I know, yeah.
So everyone's opinion is different.
Yeah, but remember? Do you remember wallpaper was all the rage at once?
I did. I walked in Jerry King for years.
Do you wallpaper your whole house, Pat?
No, I have a couple of rooms wallpaper that's been done recently.
Yeah, wooden floors kind of were all the rage there for a few years, but they're kind of disappearing again.
Yeah.
Do you take a card?
Yep.
Do you take a card, Pat?
No, just somebody getting into the car here, you know.
All right, you better go. You better go do a bit of business. Pat.
Right,
see you, bye. Okay, so Jackie.
Yeah.
Do you have wooden floors or wallpaper?
No, I have tiled floors, but the tiles are down years and years, and the kids keep telling me to take them up because wooden floors came in, but wooden floors are gone again. The tiles are back out.
So okay. What about where does the carpet come into it all?
Carpet.
Yeah.
I had carpet years ago. All right, yeah.
Wouldn't go back to it now.
No.
I like carpet.
Now of all the dust mites and all, I wasn't educated on how it could affect your health and all that jazz.
Yeah, but I love carpet.
Yeah.
It's lovely. A carpet gives the room a nice sound and it's lovely and warm, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
Yeah, nice plush carpet. Huh?
Whatever floats your boat. I mean, everyone is entitled to want. I just think it's awful, like, because the man has a transit in his garden, he's walking, and he's entitled to. And I especially if he has tools and all, and the fact that it happened to my son twice. I have two sons that are plumbers. Two sons, and my other son keeps his van in his garden as well.
Yeah, I have someone works from home.
Okay.
Stuff being stolen.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Dennis as well. Dennis, you can put them on too, Jane, if you want. Dennis, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Dennis?
How's it going, Niall?
Dennis. You're listening to Jackie, you know, at least the man is working. You know what I mean? That's just the joys of working. You have to have a van.
Yeah. But I don't see any problem with that. I mean, most housing estates, for starters, are a 3.5 ton limit. So a transit van isn't going to be over 3.5 ton.
Yeah, the big ones look fairly big, in fairness, don't they?
Look, I'm not on a transit van that's white with a red door and it's filled with black smoke. That's a different story. Most transit vans now, they're not much bigger than an SUV.
Would you stop out of that?
I don't know.
So Terry was saying he has a super transit. That's the wide wheelbase job.
Different. Yeah, that's a big long wheelbase.
Yeah, I know. He has that outside his garden.
Yeah, but that's like a minibus.
I know.
It's a minibus.
Yeah. I wouldn't want that next door to me.
You wouldn't want that next door to you? Well, you are a snob, aren't you?
I am not a snob. I just have standards, Dennis.
Well, you say tomato, I say tomato.
So do you think he's being a snob?
Yes, he is. He's looking down his nose so far he's got cross-eyed. The kids are feral because they're out playing football on their own. Still didn't play football on their own as a kid.
Well, he did say that the management company are quite active and there is a rule that they're not allowed to play football outside. Because there's a park beside them.
Yeah, he loves it. He's an avid fan of what's that program, Keeping Up With Appearances.
Mrs. Bouquet. But I mean, what's the harm? I mean, if you go, say, if you're living in America, for example, right, and you live in, you know, communities, as they call them in America, they don't call them estates, they call them communities, right? And they're usually gated communities, and they have an abundance of rules, and you pay $2,000 a year to the Residents Association of the area for making sure the grass is cut outside everyone's house. And there's loads of rules, just like this, you have to have the bins in by midnight on the day of collection, and which, by the way, I think is a really good idea. I think everybody should make sure they take... Now, I know people who leave their bins out for days. You know what I mean?
No, it's no problem with that. I mean, I don't understand. Why can't you just walk outside and bring the bin in?
Bring the bin in, yeah, absolutely. Well, in America, if you're in a housing estate or a community in America and you don't take it in by midnight, they come around and check. And if it's still out, you get a $200 fine. Anyway. They recently had a man who had a coach company and he was leaving his bus outside his house, so they had complaints about that. So a new rule was brought in that large vehicles must be passed.
Most space of 3.5 tonne and the bus will be over 3.5 tonne.
So but what about a caravan? I wouldn't want someone with a caravan in their garden. I see people with caravans in their garden all the time. It sounds like so. Well, he said there's lion statues on the pillars. I mean, it does start to sound like something out of Shameless, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the lion pillars, now, I don't know about that. And as far as the neck horns go, sounds like he needs to get them so he can sit there twitching them all day. Oh, my God, man. That sounds like a great place to live.
Well, he's obviously paid good money to live in a nice area. That's what he's saying, you know. What is his last thing? He said he paid good money to live in a nice estate and it's just taken the look off it.
Yeah, well, if you're paying good money, as you say, right, if it was one of these gated estates and he's so convinced that family with the transit van and the children are on the social welfare, they wouldn't be in there in the starters, would they? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's obviously not one of these...
Well, he did say he thinks they're on welfare, yeah. He said he thinks it's been bought by social housing. Well, it could be. Well, the Department of Social Protection does buy houses in places like that every now and again, yeah. Depending.
I wish
they give me one too. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Sean as well. Three is free for you there, Jane. Sean, you're an Ireland's Classics Radio. How are you doing, Sean?
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Good. Sean, well, it's interesting, the email, to say the least.
Yeah. I think it's nobody's business. Certainly not his business.
Well, it is.
And
he lives there.
More time worrying about what his neighbour is doing and more time worrying about himself. You know, at the end of the day, whether he paid good money for his home or not, that's his business. That's his home. He should worry about his own home. I work for a hygiene company. I have a van. I work from home. I leave in the morning from my house. My job starts the minute I start that van.
Okay.
That's the way it is.
Is it a big van?
It's not a huge van. It's a mini van. But I have a neighbour who has a very large transit van, and as long as it's not blocking access to my gate, I don't care where it parks.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's just you. That's you. Yeah.
Have a big caravan in their driveway. I don't care. It's not my business. It's their house. It's their garden. Their garden has no effect on me.
Yeah, and that's fine if that's the way you feel about it. But hang on. But this guy doesn't feel like that about it.
Sorry?
That's grand. If you don't care, that's fine. But this guy does care.
He does care, but he's wasting his time, isn't he? I mean, can you affect outward things by complaining about them?
Well, you can, I suppose, can't you? He said he's already put a complaint into the management about the fella with the
and I'm sure the management are laughing at the white backsides, you know?
Yep. Well, maybe they are.
Probably are, most likely.
Sorry, Dennis, what are you trying to say?
I said he's got nothing better to do. He sounds like a real forward outfielder who's just looking out for Nick and all of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but maybe, I mean, as I said, in the last paragraph, he says, it sickens me that I paid good money to live in a nice place with certain standards, and some people just don't make the effort, and it takes the whole look off the estate.
Well, if you think by having a transplant, you don't know what sort of a van it is. I mean, at least he's subworked out. That could be a plumber, an electrician, a carpenter. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're the ones that's living in the leafy suburbs now, because they're the ones that's paying us the good money.
Yeah, what are you saying, Sean? He shouldn't have bought a house in the estate. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I said was, did he buy the entire estate or just a house in the estate?
Well,
if he didn't buy the entire estate, the rest of the estate is taking none of his concern.
It's unfair to say. Well, no, hang on. It's unfair to say it's none of his concern. We all have a duty and a responsibility when we live in a community or an estate. You know, to make sure, for example, that the local public access area looks nice. That's why people get together during the summer and they clean things up and make sure it's litter free and people are not speeding up and down for the protection of children. And so we all have, there's loads of different duties we have when we live in an estate.
Yeah, but Miles, he's not complaining about the family leaving rubbish everywhere or they're not bringing in their bin or they're not doing this. But it sounds like all he's moaning about is because they have net court. Children are playing football on the road and they have a transit van. You know what I mean? Like, if that's all he has to moan about, like, he's little to be doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not much to be worrying about either,
I would agree with him on the neck curtains thing, but in fairness, I'm still going to stick with me. I'm going to stick to me guns on the neck curtains. You don't have neck curtains, Sean, do you?
No, I don't, but we used to. with neck curtains, I grew up.
I know. I remember my mother bleaching them in the sink. I can always remember my mother taking down the net curtains every now and again, and she put them in the sink with bleach.
Now it's on fire.
Well, yeah, they are. By the way, they are actually quite dangerous if you have them in a kitchen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they yeah, I know, because I remember my mother many years ago. We had the chip pan went on fire. And she went to throw it out the window. I don't know why she tried to do that rather than trying to put it. She went to throw it out the window and the curtains caught fire. I always remember I was a kid. It was horrendous. Some of the messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp as well. Sorry, lads.
Niall.
Yes.
I used to live in an estate where I lived beside a builder.
Oh,
and he
Jesus.
Used to dump rubbish outside a house from building sites. When he had enough, he would get one of these grab hires to remove the rubbish.
Yeah.
The road we lived on only had 6 houses, but all the parking spaces that we had were taken up by his fleet of work vans. Needless to say, I moved.
Yeah, so would I. That's a terrible situation. See?
That is different.
Well, yeah, you could also say he was working, because that's the argument you two keep making all the time. It's his job.
If you had 6 car parking spaces, there would be dump and build us rubbish on the road.
If it's in his garden, it's his business.
Yeah. But well, hang on, let me just go to Nikki, I think it is. Nikki, you're on Ireland's Classics Radio. How are you doing, Nikki?
Hi, how are you doing now?
Good, Nikki. Is he being a snob?
Of course he is. He must be the king of snobs.
He's the king of snobs.
Is the guy who has the van, has he got road tax on it?
Well, I assume he has, yeah.
He's got tax on it.
And tax and insurance,
and
yeah.
He should go around there and tell him to feck off. And mind his own business. Honestly. And the kids aren't allowed to play football on the street. That's a problem.
Mm.
We countries, kids aren't allowed to play football on the streets. That's why I'm Scottish. That's why we've got a rotten Scottish team. They're not allowed to play football on the
streets.
The guy is a Mr. Bucket. Honestly.
Yeah, I used to always love years ago the football results on the television, those Scottish football results. What was the Midlothian one? What was that one?
Heart of Midlothian.
Yeah, you could never say it. Heart of Midlothian. But that was the one.
I was born in Stirling, and Stirling Albion play there, right?
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I always thought the full name was Stirling Albion. No. Stirling Albion. No. 4-2.
Because it was always Heart of Midlothian nil, wasn't it? As well.
Midlothian. They used to go beat the Motherwell the other day.
Okay, well, sorry, but getting back to this. But, Nicky, is there anything wrong with having standards?
No, everybody likes to have standards. And if the guy's got lines on his pillars, he's got it, but You can't turn around unless you get the lines. That's like me walking into a pub and somebody saying, you're not allowed in here because you're too ugly. You can't.
They do that in certain nightclubs, by the way. They don't let you in unless you're an attractive person.
I suppose you're right, in my case. But anyway, that's by the by. The guy's got his head that far up his backside. He's licking his tonsils.
Yeah, but I mean, some things do look tacky, Nicky. You know what I mean? I mean, lines on the pillars do look a little bit tacky in a housing estate. I mean, this is not Dallas, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe, I don't know, you can't. Standards are standards, I know, but I wouldn't have lines myself. But...
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.